This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Some of you listen to the music of Stephen Curtis Chapman. He wrote this. I don't think it's a lyric. It's just something he wrote. In the gospel, we discover we are far worse off than we thought we were. Interesting statement. In the gospel, we discover we are far worse off than we thought we were, and we're far more loved than we ever dreamed. We're far more loved than we ever dreamed. Did you catch that? We discover in the gospel that we're far worse off than we thought we were and far more loved than we ever dreamed. Let's look at verse 8. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. I just have a thought here. I didn't share this in the first service. If those are the character qualities and the personality traits, whatever term you want to use of the Lord, does that describe you at all? Verse 8. Does that describe your spouse at all? Does it describe your parents at all? Does it describe your children at all? The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. You know, most people, and not being sarcastic at all, not being facetious, are just the opposite. We're anything but gracious to other people. I've told you this before, I've said this before, but some people think that it's okay to be rude to strangers under the guise of this. Well, I don't know him. I don't know her. I got a right to be rude to her or him. Where do we ever get that out of Scripture? The Lord is gracious. Are you gracious to people around you? Are you gracious to your own family? There's something wrong when a husband and father is gracious to a waitress at a restaurant, but is anything but gracious to his wife and children. And there's something wrong when a wife and mother is gracious to a clerk at the mall, and shows disdain and disgust for the people in her own family. What about slow to anger and rich in love? We're quick to anger. Most people are. You ever talk about somebody and say, hair trigger anger, hair trigger temper he's got. Or maybe he's describing you. And people watch and walk on eggshells around you because of your anger. And the Lord is slow to anger and rich in love. I'd like for you to make a goal today that maybe verse 8 will not be just a description of the Lord, but it might be a description of you. Verse 13, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. God is a kingdom person, a kingdom leader. He's the king, and we're a part of the kingdom of God. We all are. You are, and so am I. I want to focus, though, on the last verse I read. The Lord is near to all who call on him. To all who call on him in truth. I love that verse for this reason. It's non-restrictive. Do you give your phone number out to just anybody? No, most people don't. Do you give your cell phone out to just anybody? Stranger comes up, can I have your cell phone? No. And the Lord says, I'm near to anyone who calls on me. How do you call on the Lord? Help me. God, help us in our situation. Help us in our finances. That's calling upon the name of the Lord. Help us with our son. Help us with our daughter. And God is as near as you calling upon him. And that's a new concept for people today. Today can be a change point that you say, I haven't been praising God much up until now. But starting today, every day I'm going to praise the Lord. Every day I'm going to thank him for what he's done in creation, in redemption, and in my life, and in our family. That's what it means to praise God. Lord, I thank you for what you've done in creation, all that you provided, and all that your hand hath created. And I'm thanking you for what you've done in redemption, redeeming me from my sin, from myself, from the fear of death. All of that is involved in redemption, and I'm thankful for what you've done in our lives.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.